and when the job was done, Pimley supposed they'd meet with the rest of their cowardly, sneaking friends and search those buildings of the Algol that were not yet on fire, looking for the remaining guards, and no doubt shooting out of hand those they discovered. "You won't find many, my yellow-back friends," he thought. "You've wiped out 2/3 of my men right here." And how many of the attackers had Master Pimley, Security Chief Finley, and their men taken in return? So far as Pimley knew, not a single one. But perhaps he could do something about that. His right hand began its slow and painful journey up toward the Docker's clutch and the Peacemaker holster there. Eddie, meanwhile, had put the barrel of the Gilead revolver with the sandalwood grips against the side of Weasel Boy's head. His finger was tightening on the trigger when he saw that Weasel Boy, although shot in the chest, bleeding heavily and clearly dying fast, was looking at him with complete awareness. And something else. Something Eddie did not much care for. He thought it was contempt. He looked up, saw Susanna and Jake checking bodies at the eastern end of the kill zone, saw Roland on the far sidewalk speaking with Dinky and Ted as he knotted a makeshift bandage around the latter's arm. The two former breakers were listening carefully, and although both of them looked dubious, they were nodding their heads. Eddie returned his attention to the dying Taheen. "You're at the end of the path, my friend," he said. "Plugged in the pump, it looks like to me. Do you have something you want to say before you step into the clearing?" Finley nodded. "Say it then, chum. But I'd keep it short if you want to get it all out."
"Thee and thine are a pack of yellow-back dogs," Finley managed.
He probably was shot in the heart, so it felt anyway. But he would say this. It needed to be said, and he willed his damaged heart to beat until it was out. Then he'd die and welcome the dark.